Please be seated. And as we just heard, Jesus bursts out from the muddy water of the River Jordan with water streaming from his face, and he hears, as he's alighted and a dove descends, "This is my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." As many of us know, this is the beginning of Jesus' ministry. It's the absolute beginning. He hasn't taught, he hasn't healed anyone. It's before he's called a single disciple, before he's done anything at all. "This is my beloved. With you I am well pleased." A sign of Jesus' absolute belovedness before the day he accomplished anything. It's a reminder. It's a reminder to me. It's a reminder to you. It's a reminder to you, Mia, that by God, we are absolutely, perfectly, completely loved, just the way you are. God says to you, as God says to me, "You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Now, a friend of mine often says of sacraments, especially ordinations, that an ordination is just the community gathering around and recognizing what has already happened. So, Mia, I've seen this happening for a while. I remember it when I first met you on a Skype interview when you were in Jordan, and you were questioning, wondering whether you're even a Christian. I saw it then. And I saw it when I was serving in Grace Medford. I saw it when some Muslims showed up looking for a place to pray. And because of your work, they were invited into the life of the church and prayed in the parish hall. Now they have their own mosque up the street. I saw it when you were gathering young adults who were looking for meaning and who all discovered community while they were eating lentil soup, I'm reminded. Many of them here. I saw it when you spent the summer working with my current parish in Pittsburgh, and you gathered folks to tell stories. And you were able also to unlock the long nailed shut door of people talking about suicide. I saw it happening. And I know it's happened in other places, in California, and now here in Wellesley, a ministry that's bearing fruit, a ministry that flows out of your baptism, a ministry that flows of that same baptism that Jesus received in the River Jordan. The same baptismal ministry that you and I, all of us here and everyone here, is called to. The ministry of building up the household of God, confessing the faith of Christ crucified, proclaiming his resurrection, and sharing with Christ and his eternal priesthood. Today, we're gathering and circling around and recognizing what has already happened. And you know, my friend's definition of sacraments, though I think it's beautiful, it also is lacking something. Because today, we're also doing something else. We're not just gathering to recognize your gifts and your accomplishments. We're setting you apart. The church is giving you responsibility and authority. And through the Holy Spirit, you're also being given power. None of these should be taken lightly. 19th century Roman Catholic Cardinal Joseph Mercer was quoted as saying, "All was to his ordinance." Please excuse the sexism of the statement. God has called you to be a priest because he does not trust you as a layman. Mia, through baptism, God has called you to the narrow road of Christ's priesthood, ordained priesthood, in Christ's one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And for those of us who walk that road can tell you, it's an amazing and sometimes hazardous calling. You will be sent places you never thought you'd be invited. It will challenge you in ways you never thought possible, at times stripping you bare. And along the way, joys beyond joys and privilege beyond privilege of the lives that you teach, the lives you touch, those you care for. And all of this, God has called you to all of this for your own conversion. God has called you to be a priest because it's the best way that God knows how to bring you up into the full stature of Christ. It is the best way for you to grow, for you to grow into someone who eventually has a life that's shaped like the cross. Behind the bright light in Jesus' baptism is the shadow of the cross. It was because Jesus knew so much that he was absolutely loved by God that he was able to do everything that he did. His teaching, his healing, his gathering, and eventually his walk to the cross, in which he accomplished all things for us. And today, Mia, you're charged, you're empowered to lead us, to lead the people, especially in your care, the people you serve, to know that they are so beloved by God, to know that they are so unquestionably loved by God just the way they are today. Because you know, and I know, we know that that's the only way we're able to lead a life that eventually is shaped like the cross. So that we may show the wonderful work that God has already accomplished for us. Living lives that are shaped by Jesus. Responding to Jesus's amazing call to each one of us to join with God in the renewing of the world. So today, Mia, today know that we're all gathered here and saying yes. And saying yes to giving you this authority and this power to show God's love and to help us to know the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen.